death by crucifixion is a brutal method perfected by the Romans to exact punishment. The objective of crucifixion is to inflict as much pain and suffering to their victims. It is a slow process of dying that starts with flesh-ripping flagellation, causing blood to gradually flow out of the body, then followed by a long walk to the outside of the city of Jerusalem, with a heavy horizontal beam of the cross set on the shoulder of the victim. Then finally the nailing and hanging of the body to the pole, where the crossbeam is set to make a T-form. It is a gruesome way to die. Victims die between 5 to 20 hours before because of suffocation, as the lungs become restricted to take in enough air due to the sagging body hanging on the cross. So to fight for dear life, crucified people have to constantly push their body up with their feet to free up their lungs for air. Unfortunately, if Roman soldiers want to hasten or prolong, as the case may be, the death of their victims, they break their legs to prevent them from that comfort and relief. So when the Roman soldiers came to Jesus and saw that he was dead, they did not break his leg, fulfilling the words from the prophet Isaiah that none of his bone will be broken. Instead, they thrust a spear in his side, causing blood and water to flow. The Roman authorities used crucifixion as a method of control and intimidation, and also to get rid of slaves, heinous criminals, and most important to the empire, insurgents, for which Jesus was accused and condemned. Could Jesus have chosen any other way to die than this brutal method of dying? Could he have opted to die a natural death? Or could his Father in heaven, with all his power and might, struck down the Roman authorities and swept off Jesus his feet and climb into the heavens? Jesus could have certainly done so, divine and powerful as he is. But this he did not do. And why? It is for the simple yet very profound reason that he wants to undergo, experience, and definitely share our very own human suffering, so as to eliminate any form or experience of human suffering equal to his very own. That there be no experience of pain or sorrow and even death equal to what he had gone through. In his passion, he embraced everything that we could ever imagine about suffering in this world. And yet what is so profoundly comforting in his suffering and death is that he turned it to be a redemptive act. His was a redemptive suffering. And he did not do this for himself, but for our sake. It is for our salvation. He took every pain and suffering caused by our sins upon himself and transformed that into a fountain overflowing with life-giving grace. And what impelled Jesus to embrace a gruesome way of dying and transform it to be a redemptive act? It was his unwavering obedience to his Father, But most importantly, the unconditional love and unfathomable mercy of the Father towards His children. Jesus said, "It is not my will, Father, but your will be done." Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And when the spear struck his side, blood and water flowed from his heart, sustaining us with love and life. Indeed, Jesus felt abandoned at the moment of his agony as he cried, "Father, Father, why have you abandoned me?" But he instead eventually abandoned himself and his full being to his Father's will, even at the cost of death, to prove his Father's love and mercy for us. My friends, suffering in any way, shape, or form is not the easiest nor the most desirable condition we want to experience. And with all the chaotic and outrageous difficulties and challenges we encounter every day and every moment, where do we find our strength and resolve to go through life? There's no doubt that we ask ourselves, where is God in the midst of all this? Is He with us? Why can't He do something to stop our suffering in life? Questions that are no different to the question that Jesus asked His Father when He said, my God, why have you abandoned me?" But like Jesus, we need to believe that our Father is with us. He has not abandoned us and will never abandon us. On the contrary, we are rather asked to abandon ourselves to God and allow Him, in the depth of His wisdom and grace, to find His presence in the midst of our suffering, sorrow, and pain. For it is in that suffering, sorrow, and pain that we encounter His love, His grace, His mercy. It is in that suffering transformed into a redemptive act where we can find hope and salvation. My friends, as I invite you to gaze on the cross where Jesus hung, I invite you to beg for His grace that you may bear whatever suffering and pain you are going through at this moment. I also encourage you to express your gratitude to Him. For in that cross where Jesus transformed it as the altar of His sacrifice, the unfathomable love and overflowing mercy of God our Father was given to us. On that cross, we are given life, life in its fullness.